With you through until midday. Thanks for your company. It's 23 past 11. We're heading for our top of 20 degrees today. Right now in Perth, it's 18. If you are crossing any state borders today, you should know that daylight saving has kicked in over east.
Or you're calling people over there. Yeah, absolutely. Daylight saving is in, so that means the time difference is now 3 hours. Now, we're about to meet a lady who is, just as we speak, finishing her walk all the way from Melbourne to Perth. In fact, Janet, we understand, Janet Thomas, good morning, we understand you are arriving at City Beach Oval right now.
Yeah, just about. I'm on the path to heading that way. Yeah, so about 3-4 minutes away, yeah.
Janet.
So, yeah, you caught me at an amazing time.
We did, and that's why we timed it. We've been following your progress. When did you leave Melbourne? This is an amazing story.
March 28th. We left from Melbourne Federation Square, and it was just incredible timing that COVID sort of sparked.
Yeah.
And we're in a situation where we thought,
well,
we can't go back now. So we basically started walking, and but we did have to stop in Warrnambool for 4.5 weeks because our travel restrictions really came in quite tight.
Yeah.
And then we resumed. So I took the coastal route back to Perth.
Okay.
Yeah, so
Who's with you then? Who's with you?
Jack,
and how did you work out the border situation down there around you?
Well, yeah, we had to go to Norseman. They were the only ones that would take us with my dog, Jack, because we had to go somewhere where we could lay up for, well, we had to do 2 weeks. So we drove all the way to Norseman. We did our 2 weeks there at the caravan park. And luckily they were happy to have us. In fact, they had a couple of people doing self-isolation. And then we drove all the way back.
Yep.
700-odd kilometres and got out the door and off we went again.
This is a huge effort, and we'll get to the cause shortly. But for those who've just joined us, we are talking to Janet Thomas, who is just this morning finishing her walk all the way from Federation Square in Melbourne to City Beach. Unbelievable. You said you're with your dog, Jack. How's he going?
Yes. He's going well. Yeah, no, he's. I think he's coming out in sympathy today because he's putting on a limp. So
aww.
I think he knows there's a whole lot of women up there that are going to. Give him lots of love and
treats as well. Janet, what was it like when you said to Jack, hey, let's go for a walk? And he obviously got really excited.
Well, that's it. You know, we said, look, we sold it to him that there were lovely walks, bakery stops, you know, car drives, stick your head out the window kind of thing, you know, when he doesn't have to walk. So he actually got the best of everything because he didn't have to walk every day, all day. We had him, you know, take about 2 or 3 hours off during the day.
Oh, okay. Oh, there's a bit of support, probably a 6PR listener seeing you there out on the West Coast Highway, I expect.
Yes, I think, it's amazing. Yeah, we're here. It's a bit of mixed feelings and everything, but,
Oh, Janet, lots and lots of feelings. I'm personally sitting there thinking about your dog, Jack, and when tomorrow you go, hey, come on, boy, let's go for a walk, he looks at you and says, no, not again.
No, exactly. No, he'll be giving me that look. Or I could really get the cold treatment now for a while, wondering what's going on. But anyway.
Janet, you've been walking since March. What are you raising money for?
Well, I've set up a charity called Animal Aid Abroad, and it basically we help working animals. And working animals that work in very, very poor countries where they are they're working in conditions where they get very sick, run down, injured. People, you know, they're just owned by people who just basically use them as machines. But they're not machines, as you all, they're not. They're living animals which feel pain and thirst and hunger and need shade.
What are you talking about? So, like horses, camels, elephants?
Yes, horses, camels, donkeys, bullocks. Dogs even. We help a group in Kurdistan who help the shepherd dogs because the shepherd dogs are used a lot there with the nomad villagers who move their sheep throughout the country. So,
okay. And how much money have you raised?
We've raised over 140,000 so far. So,
wow.
Yeah.
But we understand
I'm
your
so
fundraising.
Appreciative of that.
I bet you are. Your fundraising goal, though, is $250,000. We'd love to help you get to that in the next few hours. So, how do we support you?
Carmen and Michael. Look, if you go on to our Walk Across Australia, probably best if you go through the Animal Aid Abroad website, but we do have a GoFundMe page, Walk Across Australia's Janet and Jack. So you'll find us through that way. I'm not sure how else. You've got
Facebook
page
so it's,
as well.
It's Animal Aid Abroad, Inc. Head to that website, follow the links. If you are driving in your car and you see Janet and Jack walking along the coast at the moment on their way to City Beach, give her a toot, okay? And if you've got any comments you want to make, you can call them through like Sam has.
Yeah,
g'day,
listen to
Sam.
This.
G'day, guys. How are we going?
Good.
Congratulations on the walk. Now, I moved over from Melbourne.
Sam.
I moved over from Melbourne late last year, and I drove both my cars over. Now that is a long a lot of people wouldn't know, but that is a long bloody drive, and you walked it.
Yeah.
Congratulations, and you did the coastal one too, which is even longer.
Yeah, we did, and the fact that, like you say, we drove across, and I thought I can't believe I'll be walking back through here. So that was even the. I had to sometimes just look down and think, no, don't look at the road.
Nah.
Janet, have you kept track of how many shoes you've been through, things like that?
Yeah, I've been through four. I've been through four pairs, and we joke about that Jack hasn't even been through one tread on his paws. So, they're a lot tougher than what we give them. But, yeah, no, four pairs of shoes, over 500 podcasts. And some days it's just head down, and some days I don't look up because the road ahead is a little bit overwhelming sometimes because it's a straight stretch. So, but yeah, you just somehow just pull through. You just keep going.
Yeah, really, really good. We understand you are a school teacher. Have you taken your long service leave to do this?
Yeah, I did actually. I took a bit of long service leave. That ran out, but that's okay. My lovely school has given me time to do the rest, and then I'll go back next term, which is a couple of weeks, 1 week away.
All right. Well, Janet, you're a legend, and I can comfortably say that there's nothing that I do in my life that'll ever compare to what you've just done.
Oh, thank you. Now, we all do our bit, don't we, in different ways?
Yeah, find your passion and put yourself out
there
for it. Yeah.
That's it. Exactly.
Janet.
Exactly.
Thomas,
thanks for having me on, Michael and Carmen. Appreciate it.
No, thank you for doing the good work that you're doing. That was Janet Thomas there on the coast right now, heading towards City Beach Oval, and Animal Aid Abroad, Inc., working for the working animal. That's Animal Aid Abroad, Inc. If you want to help out, I reckon it's worthwhile to just go and throw a couple of dollars at her because she has been walking since March. Now, March 28th, so I reckon that's a week or so, maybe a fortnight after COVID really hit in Melbourne. It's 2 weeks after the Grand Prix was cancelled in March. So, and she's obviously been preparing for this. So you can just imagine that decision when the whole world is falling apart and this thing called COVID-19, which we didn't know what it was, a global pandemic has begun, and she's obviously looked to her supporters, they've looked to her and they go, are we doing this? And she's just gone, yeah, all right.
Yeah, and thrown extra time behind it. She said, 4 weeks stuck in Warrnambool, close to the border there down in Victoria and almost South Australia. Stayed there, beautiful town to stay in, mind you. But then, as she said, she's on, she had to do 2 weeks in Norseman. She's on long service leave. The school's come to the party. Great exercise. Get behind her. Animal Aid Abroad, Inc.